7, please. Proverbs 20:27. Be talking about the being led by the Spirit of God some more. Amen. Did Wednesday, did we put that up on our YouTube page? Can you put it up on the YouTube page? Oh.
It's on
Podbean. If you get a chance, listen to Wednesday, not sermon. Amen.
Yes.
Nah, it's all right. Yeah. Podbean be up. It was really good. Spirit of God was just really, really helped us out. Amen. Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man, the what? Is the candle of the Lord. Amen. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, right? Amen. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of our belly, right? How are we led? By the Spirit, by our spirit man lives on the inside of us. Holy Ghost lets us know He lives on the inside of us, right? And our spirit man, Amen. He tells our spirit man, then that's how we know, right?
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
How many of y'all have been here on some Sundays? We've been talking about the spirit man.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank God we got some amens. Now we're awake. I'm just playing. Turn over to Romans 8, please. Amen. Romans 8. We'll start about verse 14. I'll pray while you turn and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and we do magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for the office of the shepherd, the office of the pastor that you placed in, that you placed me in. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing that you placed on my life. And I thank you, Father God, we receive that anointing right now by faith. We pull on that anointing. We pull on the unction on the inside of me, pulling out things that I didn't plan on saying, but that you would have not only for this congregation, but also for me, Father God. And so we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. For as many as are led by their spouses, Amen. A lot of people think their spouse is the Holy Ghost. A lot of people try to be the Holy Ghost to their spouse.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not saying start a fight between each other. Amen. Because you won't get nothing done that way. But if you're born again, you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. I said, if you're born again, you got the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. Amen. And so if God lets you know something, do you think He's just going to keep your spouse in the dark? Amen. Now, sometimes you might know something before your spouse does, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Amen. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. For as many that are led by low prices. I know we talked about this. I'm just going to go over a few deals real fast. For as many as are led by best deals. For as many as are led by discounts. Amen. But we allow a lot of natural things to lead us.
Yes.
And not the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. For as many as are led by the easiest way out.
No.
Amen. There were some things I wanted to do because I was just feeling some pressure of some stuff, and I didn't ask God about it or nothing. And, you know, growing up, I'd hear my parents and other ministers say, you know, I'd ask God about this or I'd ask God about that. And I'd always be like, why are y'all always asking? Why don't you just make a decision? And then I found out because we make stupid decisions.
Amen.
And so I found out the hard way. I'm going to ask God, because if He does know all things and the Spirit of truth lives on the inside of me and He'll tell me all truth, all truth means all truth. He'll tell me all things, which is to come. Then I'm going to ask him, because obviously he knows something I don't know.
Amen.
And me and my just minute knowledge, because if you really think about it, if we just keep trying to make decisions on our own, thinking that God can't help us, but yet he created us, therefore he created our mind. Amen. So do you know how the body was created? Do you know how the earth was created? Well, God's word, but I mean, are you as smart as God to be able to get a body to function like it functions?
No, sir.
To be able to hold this earth still like it is? And then having planets orbit and all this kind of stuff? It's funny how we think we're really smart. Even I know there's like Einstein, didn't they think he is a genius or something like that? But even then, if he makes decisions off the natural, he'll be right maybe 50% of the time.
Yes.
But if you're led by the Spirit of God, it's 100% success rate.
Amen.
Who doesn't like 100% success rate? But a lot of times we like 100% success rate, but we make decisions off what we want to do. And then we try to go back to, well, God, why'd you let me do that? I was here the whole time waiting for you to ask, but you wanted it, and so you went for it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of times people are like, well, how do I hear my spirit, man? Well, you just start listening. You know, just start paying attention to the inward witness on the inside of you. Like when you're about to do something and you just know, I shouldn't do this. Next thing you know, you like either just hit your hand with a hammer, or you break something, or you leave your house, you didn't grab something to get to where you're going. You're like, man, I knew I should have grabbed that before I left. That's the Spirit of God on the inside of you letting you know. So if we just start paying attention to that, 100% success rate.
Amen.
I can't just really tell you how important 100% success rate is. Amen. Millionaires, you think they got it figured out? Obviously not. Not if they went bankrupt a few times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because 100% success rate says you get the million, you keep it, and just continue to grow.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever go bankrupt. You don't ever know what shortage is.
Right. Amen.
Any child of God shouldn't know what shortage is or lack is. Not if they're led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The more you feed the Spirit man, the more aware of the Spirit man you are.
Yeah.
The more you feed your Spirit man, the more aware of your Spirit man you are.
Amen.
Just like your natural body. Your natural body can't go days without any food or nutrients. You think your spirit man can? The weaker your spirit man is, the easier it is to suppress it and less aware of it you are. Amen. Translation says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are being constantly led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Constantly led. Constantly led. Constantly led. Constantly led. Amen. We make a mistake sometimes asking people what they think we should do. I shouldn't say sometimes. I should say all the time.
Amen.
We make a mistake asking people what they think we should do. Well, what do you think about this? What does it matter what they think? Because they're just going to give you their knowledge. Or what they think. That's it. Amen. John 14, please, 16. John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another what? That he may what?
Abide.
What does that mean?
Live
with you forever, right? Next. Even the spirit of what? The spirit of what? The spirit of what? So is he going to lie to you?
No.
Is he going to guide you into all truth?
Yes.
Whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be what?
In you.
Turn over to 7, chapter 17. No, not chapter 17. Go to 15. Pull up the NLT, please. John 15:13. I don't think I told you that, sorry. I don't know why I told you 15. Seeing if y'all are paying attention. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will what?
Guide you all truth.
Well, because like, let's say the Spirit of God tells you to buy a piece of property or buy a business or whatever, and then you're like, I don't know about that. So you'll go up to somebody, hey, what do you think about this? Y'all remember the story of Mom and Dad? They bought that building. Dad had a contractor come in and look at it, and he said, oh, you'd be crazy to buy this. But yet the Spirit of God on the inside of him said, buy this building. But the contractor saw it, looking at it, said, you'd be crazy. This is a horrible investment. I don't even know why you'd buy this. This building will probably fall down, make the building beside it fall down. There's no roof. But yet a day later, people came up and offered them twice as much what they bought it for.
Amen.
The Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he'll tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about what?
The future.
He will tell you about what?
The future.
You think God knows what kind of businesses are going to be moving in?
Yes.
You think God knows when somebody's is looking for property or is looking at a piece of property? Or our business? So why wouldn't he help us? Because if he wants us not to live in lack and to help the kingdom of God, to further the kingdom of God, and so he's trying to show us that a way we can increase in finances. Hey, buy that piece of property. Ah, that's too much. I ain't going to pay that. But yet he knows in about a week or a month, this company is going to be here and they want this property. But yet we look at it as, that's too much. I don't think it's worth it. Or we ask somebody else about it, but we got the leading on the inside of us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. For as many as are being constantly led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We shouldn't let other people lead us. If we get something from God, it should be confirmation of what we got already. So you shouldn't let somebody come up to you and say, hey, God told me that you need to be doing this. Are they your Holy Ghost?
No, sir.
Yeah, but, you know, they've been Christians a lot longer than I have. Yeah, well, he says he's a prophet, or he says he's an apostle or an evangelist. I don't care. Is he the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Now, if they tell you something, it should be confirmation of what you already know on the inside.
Yes.
Of something you already know on the inside. Yes. You shouldn't be led by somebody going, hey, I think God's telling you to do this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, tell them, no, that's probably God telling you to do it. Leave me alone. Because each one of us if we're born again, we got the Spirit of God living on the inside of us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We do, if you believe it or not. We do. Amen.
Yes.
And if we pay attention to that, then we will not ever hit a downtime, a bad time, a depression time, a recession time, a lack in finances, a lack in health. It's a 100% success rate whenever I follow the Spirit of God on the inside of me. 100% success rate. You know, I don't think I'd go down that road today. Why, though? It's clear, you know, nothing's going on. I got to get to work. See, and so then we'll reason ourselves out of what the Holy Ghost just said, and then something will happen. We'll go, God, why'd you let this happen? Well, I tried to tell you, but you reasoned yourself out of it because either, one, you're running late, or you looked at it and it's like, well, it looks fine. Amen. Am I just talking to myself this morning? Y'all all right? Amen. All right. Amen. We need to trust the Holy Ghost in us, each and every one of us. Amen. And we need to trust in our ability to hear God. Each and every one of us. Don't let other people talk you out of what you have on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't let them talk you out of what you have on the inside of you. A lot of times, if God's leading you to do something, you should probably be quiet about it anyways. And not just run around and tell everybody about it. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Look, I'm going to need an amen or a smile or something from y'all, all right? Don't let other people talk you out of what you have on the inside of you. Amen. What the Spirit of God is telling you.
Yeah. Amen.
What the Spirit of God is telling you.
Yeah.
Amen. Even with your kids.
Amen.
Now you can help them. By all means, you can help them. But you can't be their Holy Ghost either at the same time.
Amen.
And so if you don't start teaching them how to hear the Holy Ghost, how to just know on the inside when to do something, we're almost defeating them before they even get started. We really are. Giving them a disadvantage. We really are. Because number one, we ain't always going to be there with our kids. You're not. Are you with them 24/7 right now? See, and so they've got to know the voice of the Holy Ghost of God on the inside of them, letting them know, I don't think I'd go over there today.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think I'd get in that car with these kids right now.
Amen.
See, and if we teach them right now, then there's no question. They'll know. They'll just know, you know, I shouldn't do this. You know, I don't think I need to be doing this right now. You know, I don't think I need to go over there. And the Spirit of God on the inside of them will lead them. That's why we can help them right now, learning, you know. You know, if they ask questions, well, you know, if they say, like, they get something, like they're supposed to be doing something, they come up, hey, I think I'm supposed to be doing this. We can obviously help them, you know, because unless you're just numb to the Holy Ghost where you can't hear.
Amen.
All right, we're going over here to talk. Nobody wants to talk on this side. Amen. We can help them. We can help them then. It's a process. Amen. If it was just easy where God just showed up and said, hey, I want you to go down here and buy this lot. Okay, thanks, got it. But you're not going to get that. Like I said earlier, how many times have y'all left the house knowing good and well, you just knew on the inside, I need to grab this before I leave, but you was like, I don't need that. I ain't even going to be over there today. I don't need that right now. I got this. I'm doing this today, and you get to where you're going, and you needed that. The same way God will lead you to buy something. God will lead you to go somewhere or do something else. That's the same way, because that's the Holy Ghost letting you know you need this today. You need this, what you're going to be doing today. Even though we think we know everything. We think we know, I'm doing this today. I don't need that. But the Holy Ghost will show us things to come. Tell us about the
future.
The what?
Future.
So he knows I'm going to need that. I don't think I'm going to need that today because I plan to be doing something else. I already planned out what I'm doing today. I'm not doing that. But the Holy Ghost knows before you get there, you're going to need this. Grab it. I don't need that. I'm going over here. The same exact way he'll let you know. He's not just going to show up and say, hey, Don't do that. Hey, don't go down that road. You'll just have that inward witness. Yeah, you know what? I don't think we need to go there today. You know what? I don't think we need to visit that store today. You know what? Let's go to this other store. Hey, let's take this other road. Y'all remember Pastor Barb told the story when she was down on 95. And it was real, real foggy one morning. And just the Spirit of God on the inside of her just had her said, hey, get in the left lane. Because she was in the right lane, get in the left lane. She was like, all right. So she got over in the left lane. And there was a red light, stopped at the red light. It's sitting at the red light, and here comes a semi in the right-hand lane, just blew right through it. In the lane she was in. So what if she'd have reasoned it out? Well, nobody else is out here. Why do I need to get in the right lane? It's just me by myself.
Come on.
Right? Yes. He leads, and it would be he would be an unjust God to lead somebody and not lead us. Because then I would be questioning who I'm serving.
That's right.
Because if you're just out to help them, what about me? I thought I was a child of God. And so if we are children of God, then it's not on His side. There's got to be something with me then. So I need to start looking at me going, okay, you are talking. And since you are talking, obviously I'm not hearing. Or I'm not paying attention. Turn your radio off sometimes. Well, I need music. Why?
Amen.
Why?
Come on.
Amen. We, like I was saying, yeah, we all need to, we would question if God was just leading pastors or prophets or evangelists. I would question God. I would definitely question Him. God, why? How comes it seems like I just keep having problem after problem, but they just have a great life? They just, every decision they make is perfect. Obviously, they're being led.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm being led as well, but I'm either not, what I say earlier about being about feeding. The more you feed your spirit man, the more aware of your spirit man you are. Because the weaker your spirit man is, the easier it is to suppress it.
Yes.
Or to reason it out. No, I shouldn't be. No, I don't need to do that. Why do I need to do that? You know, the Spirit of God on the inside of you is an excellent decorator. See, we just think sometimes we just get too spiritual.
Amen.
I'm just going to be real honest with you. Some people are just too spiritual. And sometimes I don't want to talk to them. I ain't trying to be mean. But God will lead us in our everyday life. God, what color do you think would look good in my house in this living room? God, what kind of piece of furniture you think would look good in here? God, what kind of vehicle should I be looking at? I really like these. I was listening to a minister. They went and God finally gave him the go-ahead to buy this Corvette. And so they showed up, and it was the same color, white interior, convertible. And so it took them a little bit. They finally got the car to him. He started driving it around the block. And so he's driving it around the block, and then his wife says, there's something wrong. We shouldn't. I don't think we need to buy this car. And he said, I played dumb because I really wanted this car. This is the car I was wanting, the same color and everything. He said, so I just played dumb, like, what? Well, what do you mean? She said, well, I just don't feel good on the inside about it. There's something up about this. I don't think we need to purchase this car. He said, so we went another block. He said, I knew it all along, but I kept suppressing it because I really wanted this car. And so they went another block. He said, yeah, you're right. You're right. I had it as soon as we got in. I just didn't want to acknowledge it.
Amen.
See, our feelings sometimes will get in the way if we let them.
Yes.
Our want to sometimes, not sometimes, all the time will get in the way if we let them.
Amen.
Our desires, I was listening to my mom and dad, and our dad said, desire should never override leading.
Amen.
Desire should never override leading.
Amen.
Well, I really want this, but you know on the inside of you don't get that. But you really want it. Desire should never override leading.
Amen.
Ever. Amen. And then my mom said, every opportunity is not the plan of God.
Amen.
Be led. Every opportunity is not the plan of God.
Right.
Be led.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is at a discounted? I don't even know what that word is. Discounted rate.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
But they said, I only got just today to make the decision to buy it.
Amen.
But anyways, back to that minister y'all left him in the car. They got back to the dealership. He told them, he said, no. And the guy was like, you want it? He's like, no, there's something wrong with this car. And it took them like 2 hours. They got there and they're supposed to have the car ready, but it was like 2 hours before they actually had it ready. And so he said, no, there's something wrong with this car. And he said that salesman kind of had a look on his face and was like, okay. And so there was a red one there. So he ended up getting that. And he got it at the same price as this other one, and this one was a brand new one they just got. And the salesman's like, no, we can't do that kind of price. And they ended up coming back and said, sorry that we misrepresented on that first car.
Wow.
So see, they knew something was wrong with it.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God on the inside of us, 100% success rate. I will not ever buy a lemon car. I will not ever buy a piece of junk that doesn't work right, because the Spirit of God on the inside of me will let me know ahead of time. I don't care if it looks perfect or not. The Spirit of God knows. He knows. If he knows, why won't he tell me? He will if I'm listening.
Yes.
And if I ask, I can go up there and not say ask or anything. Just say, yeah, I'll buy it. Thank you. I've already made that mistake with that Chevy truck, remember? Told my brother I'd buy it. Then I was like, you know what? I should probably ask. Should I buy this truck? No. What was I doing? Why? And I bought it. Well, God told you not to do it. Well, the Bible also talks about being a man of your word.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Where are we at? We can push away the correction of the Lord. We cannot push away the correction of the Lord and receive direction from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We cannot push away the correction of the Lord and receive direction from the Lord.
Amen.
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 Turn over to 1 Corinthians, please. Y'all, look at your neighbor. Say, this is great. You might as well smile, because I believe we're going to be on this for a while. Amen. Because every time I start studying again, look at the pages I have now. Every time I keep studying it, I get more. And then I got to go back in my notes and write new at the top. That way I know where I'm at. Amen. We're at 1 Corinthians 1. We'll start about verse 19. Pull it up in the Passion. You know, being led by the Spirit of God, this is something that we really do need to teach our kids. Because number one, they will not ever have to see lack another day in their life. Calamity. Any kind of depression. Any kind of trouble. Any kind of harm.
Amen.
They won't. Being led by the Spirit of God is 100% success rate. 100% success rate. Even for us grown-ups, we can. You know what? Have we been perfect? Thank God none of you raised your hand. We'd pray for liars. But the Spirit of God on the inside of us is. And so if I constantly make sure I'm paying attention, 100% success rate. Yes. No failure. And a lot of times, have you ever bought something brand new, but it was a piece of junk?
Yes. Amen.
See, so you don't know if there's something wrong with it or not because it's brand new.
Right.
It's brand new. I expect it to work for a while.
Yeah.
It's brand new. But the Spirit of God on the inside of you knows. The Spirit of God on the inside of each and every one of us knows if it's a lemon, which means if it's just junk, or if it's any good. Why aren't we relying on Him more? 100% success rate versus it's a toss-up, 50-50. It might be okay, it might not. Good luck. And if you really look at it, like sit back and just look at people in the world, at your work, around everywhere, look at them. A lot of them's making decisions and it's taking them to depression. It's taking anxiety, worry, because I don't want to make the wrong choice. I want to make sure, you know, with money and things, I want to make sure I can pay this or make sure my kids are good and they're all worked up and tight. And then look at a Christian, just even kelter. Not even kelter, because that means we're staying straight, but just constantly climbing.
Yes.
Being led by the Spirit of God. Because things like this don't worry us. Because if something's coming up, if the Holy Ghost knows the future.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of questions I need to ask. Yeah. Well, just really just one main one, to be honest with you. If something happens and trouble struck, I need to ask the question, was I not listening? Or did I suppress what He was telling me? Because it's not on His side. He didn't put me here to fail. Once again, what kind of God will we be serving if He put us here to fail? So I got to look at myself. Was I not listening? Or was I just not paying attention? Or did I suppress, reason it out?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I told y'all last week that the dog ate the hose for the vacuum.
Yeah.
Right? Cost me a little bit of money. Anyways, Chelsea was messing with me. She was like, well, if God would have told me, I'd have picked it up. And then she was just messing with me, but then she was like, well, maybe He did tell me and I wasn't paying attention.
Amen.
See, it's always easier to tell somebody else, well, why ain't you paying attention?
Right.
Well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If we focused as much on ourselves as we did somebody else,
yeah.
We'd be perfect. Yeah. We would be just perfect. We wouldn't be making no problems. All that focus that we put on somebody else, start putting it on yourself. Amen. All right, where are we at? 1 Corinthians, good place to start. Amen. For it is written, I will dismantle the wisdom of the wise, and I will invalidate the intelligence of the scholars.
Amen.
Next, please. So where is the wise philosopher who understands? Where is the expert scholar who comprehends? And where is the skilled debater of our time who can win a debate with who?
God.
Job tried that and got shut down real fast.
Because
God showed up. He said, all right, then, Job, you so smart. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Hasn't God demonstrated that the wisdom of this world, what?
System.
Of this what? Of this what?
World.
Well, you got to, you know, if you want to have a business, become real rich, you got to have a great, you know, you got to be, have a, like a great education. You got to go to this kind of college. You know, this, you know, you got to do this. You got to get a master's, associate and all this. Number one, be led.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why are you trying to validate your brightness on a scholarship?
Yeah.
Amen. You might as well say amen. Why are you trying to validate how smart you are and how great decisions you're making based off your scholarship?
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God on the inside of us.
Yes.
He's constantly helping us if we'll rely on Him. Because look at Stephen Hawking and all them. They might be smart, but there's so much that they don't know. So much. There was so much more they could have found out if they'd have got saved and asked the Spirit of God on the inside of them. George Washington Carver. Remember him? He was the scientist, got the peanut, went to a room. He said, I went to a room. I got a pen and pad, went to the room, shut the door, and asked the Holy Ghost. I said, all right, God, now tell me, what can I do with this peanut? He said it was like a curtain just kind of shut, and God started telling me everything I could do. It was either 300 or 500 different things He can do with a peanut. Because He asked, not because He was trying to figure it out on His own and do different tests. Because how many years would that have taken Him? How long in life do we have? 120, or until you're satisfied. How long would it have taken Him to find out all those things to do with the peanut? But yet in one setting. In one setting. How many of y'all knew that there was that many different deals to do with a peanut? God is a genius. He obviously created us and created our minds. Right? Our brains, I mean, not our minds. Our brains, well, in our minds, mind, will, and emotion. Moving on. Got sidetracked real fast. So why do we think we're smarter than Him sometimes? Or we know more than Him? He's the one that created me. How many of y'all knew there was that many things to do with a peanut?
No.
But the one living on the inside of you, yes, can show you something like that that'll change the rest of your life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, God, how should I decorate this cake? What's the best way to make this icing stay on here? What's the perfect ingredients to make this stay how I need it to stay? Right. I'm telling you, sometimes we get too spiritual with things. Yeah. The Spirit of God, if He lives on the inside of us and He's here to help us, why aren't we relying on Him? God, what do I need to say to this person to help them? Yeah. What's the right word that'll change them?
It's
funny. Never mind. It's about me, but we won't say it. Amen. Amen. So where is the wise philosopher? I was saying one word will help you. Never mind. Never mind. I better not. Amen. God, hasn't God demonstrated that the wisdom of this world system is what?
Utter foolishness.
This world system is utter foolishness. Well, I don't. There's something wrong going on with this either hot water heater or my car. I should probably call this guy or this guy or this guy. Well, what about the Holy Ghost? Well, I'm not a mechanic. What does that have to do with the Holy Ghost? Amen. You not being a mechanic.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's the thing. I know I keep going over it, but we need to get it. If He knows all truth and He knows the future, why wouldn't He tell me unless I asked? If I asked, then why wouldn't He tell me? There was this one guy, he was about to go on this motorcycle ride. He hadn't rode his bike in a year or two or something like that. And he went to start it and smoke started coming out. And so he went and bought a, thank you, God, phones are falling. No, I'm joking. Smoke, so he went and got a new battery or something like that, put it on. Same thing happened. And he said, and he's like, you know what? I could go through this whole motorcycle and it'd take me a while. We're about to leave here in about, you know, I think it's 3 hours or so. He said, but Holy Ghost, you know what's wrong with this bike. Why are y'all calling me? Holy Ghost, you know what's wrong with this bike. Let me know what's wrong with it. And on the inside of him, he just knew, look in underneath the front headlight. And so he took off the front headlight, and there was a wire in there that came apart. And so it kept popping a fuse. But yeah, he could have worked on it for hours and days, sent it off to a mechanic. So many things. It's not just spiritual things. God will lead us in life. The Holy Ghost will lead us in life. Life, making decisions like that. God, should I, you know, what's an investment I should look at, Holy Ghost? What's a great investment I need to be looking at? Where should I invest? Should I look at a piece of property? Should I look at a business? What should I be looking at? Have we asked God that? Or have we been looking at asking everybody else, watching all the YouTube channels to see how to start a business, going to conferences, seeing how they did it, and how to have a successful life, how to have a successful business, how to have a successful marriage? But yet the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of each and every one of us, and we just neglect to ask Him, and we'll go to a man that's just limited in his knowledge. Right. And so now all I know is what I know and what you know, which ain't that much. Well, you know, I've ran this, and I've done a lot of businesses. I don't care what you've done. No offense. I'm not being mean. Because if the Spirit of God on the inside of me knows more than me and you both put together, I'm going to go with Him. Because your limited knowledge could cost me a lot of money. A lot of money. And a lot of time. Because you might tell me, well, you need to market like this. You need to market like that. You need to do this. Well, what did the Holy Ghost say? Because now I've just spent, and marketing ain't cheap. It'll cost you money. And so if I'm doing this, 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 and this, and none of them work, why did I just spend all this money? Because of a man said, these are great ways to market your business? This is how I've did it and it's succeeded? This is what I've seen throughout my years? Now, it's okay to go off what somebody's done if you want. You know, I'm just saying, I wouldn't solely rely on what they say. I would link up with the Holy Ghost and ask Him, is this something I need to be looking at or not? Is this something I need to be doing or not? Should I be investing like that? Should I be marketing like that? How should I do this? Because He knows exactly what will bring the people to you the quickest. Amen. I don't know why we're on business, but amen. Business minded. Amen. Where was we at? Look, we ain't going to make it. I'm just letting y'all know right now. It's all right. We're getting out what God wants us to get. Look, on a serious note, any of y'all getting anything out of this?
Yes,
all right? What about the last few that we've done? Yeah. We understanding more? Amen. Verse 20, the world system, it's utter foolishness. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, you can go on YouTube and find 1,001 different ways to start a business, to do this. Everybody and their mama, now that the internet and TikTok and Instagram, all that, everybody's telling you how to do stuff now. And if you allow yourself, you'll get sucked in it. And you'll be watching it for hours. And then you'll go out, be like, you know what? That was a great idea they had. I'm going to try that. And then fall on your face. It might work though. I don't know. I don't. I'm not the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It might work. It might not. Yeah. Who wants to do something like that and it might work and might not? Who wants to put all that time and energy in something and it might work and it might not?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next verse, please. For in His wisdom, God designed that all the world's wisdom would be what? To discover Himself, but also insufficient to what? I'd make a mental note of that. That right there should let you know in advance. I need to stop looking at all these classes. Once again, the answer to 1,001 questions is be led. I heard Brother Keith Moore say that, and I like it. The answer to 1,001 questions is be led. Be led. That's the Spirit of God on the inside of you.
Yes.
Amen. But the world's wisdom would be insufficient to lead.
Amen.
Insufficient. Not good enough. Not good enough. I'm tired of working off of a 50-50% chance.
Yes. Amen.
To lead people to the discovering of Himself. He took great delight in baffling the wisdom of the world by using the simplicity of preaching the story of the cross in order to save those who believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next, please. For the Jews constantly demanded to see miraculous signs, while those who are not Jews constantly cling to the world's wisdom. There's a letter, if you have that version, the Passion, there's a letter Y beside wisdom, and it means to paraphrase, it says, to paraphrase, the Gentiles seek for success in the world's eyes, or a wisdom that leads them to succeed. Christ crucified is both a miracle sign and the wisdom that will lead one to reign in life.
Amen.
To reign in life.
Amen.
To reign in life. Amen. We'll stop. Amen. All right. Y'all get anything?
Yes.
Yes, good. Amen. You and me both. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. We will constantly feed on it. We will constantly feed our spirit, man, Father God. That way we know that he's strong. He, just like our natural man needs food, our spirit man needs food. And so we're able to pay attention to the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, letting us know things, letting us know about the future, letting us make decisions in life, Father God. And we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and glory for it in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, says,
amen.
Amen. Don't forget Buschetti, however you want to say it, donations. Amen. Thank you. Buschetti.